Delighted to say I'm now joined in the studio by Michael Hussey. Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Hello, Will. And it's a while, listeners.
It's good to have you in here again. And now, a couple of things. We're going to actually talk about the movie memories just coming up Friday and Saturday. But just before we jump into that, maybe just ask you about a quick background on Flickering Ireland and how it went on Culture Night for you.
The Flickering Ireland was a short documentary I made for the BA studies up in UCC in the Film and Screen Media Department, Will. It's 18 minutes in length. And thanks to yourselves down here in CIY, we had the room upstairs and we screened up there for Culture Night, and we had a full house.
Absolutely, yeah. And several times.
Yes, and it was great because you know, again, behind the scenes, you know what I mean, the logistics of getting all the chairs up there. I think thanks to Cumann na Dhiaidh down below as well in Catherine Street, and for you know, that takes a bit of an effort as well, and to Paddy and all the lads, you know, for clearing up afterwards. But the screen itself was great. We had a full house. It was great.
Brilliantly received.
Great reaction. I believe you were there, Will.
I was. Yes. Yeah, yes.
And it was the funny thing about it is I'm kind of like the old movie stuff and the old archive stuff, okay, but the reaction from the younger generation is pretty impressive, to say the least, you know.
Well, and so it should be, because this is part of their heritage, you know, from y'all as well, you know. I mean, you consider the, you know, the people that were interviewed during the program as well, you know. I mean, and obviously a lot of them are still around, you know, but just the whole, you know, the pure love of it that they had, you know, especially going around in the carousel as well, you know.
It was, and I didn't particularly do it as a kind of a gimmicky thing, I suppose. You know, what you have to do a bit of...
No, but it was all the flavour of it, of what went beyond, before that, you know. It was fantastic.
I was trying to get this kind of going round and round, and it was cine reels going round and all that kind of stuff. If I had more time, we would have done a bit more, but it seemed to work. Some people said there was a bit of kind of that noise from the carousel was interfering, and others said it would add to the atmosphere, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You can't window. But it was very interesting because there was a scene going up to Lighthouse Hill from Green Park of the famous Parks Entertainment family carnival, fancy dress with hundreds of people taking it. The outfits were just amazing. You remember seeing that?
Yeah, I do indeed. Yeah.
And they went from there then out to Clare Castle. I think they had some place out there where there was some kind of competition or judging or presentation of prizes or whatever. It was an awesome scene all together. But during Culture Night, there was a guy in the audience, Mick Bullman. And I know Mick from the CYMS, and Mick is of a certain age, and he spotted himself on the screen for the first time. He must have been only about 8 or 9 years of age, he says, walking with a friend of his during the fancy dress parade, you know what I mean? So that was fantastic.
I mean, that's great touches. I mean, that's the sort of response you want as well. You know, wow, I can't believe that's me.
Kind of like into the archive stuff, we can narrow it down to a year then, you know what I mean? We can work on that later on and all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? As well as a film, but, you know, there's archive photographs as well put in there, you know what I mean? And as a technical thing, Will, you know this in Ken Burns Effect in Final Cut Pro, you can actually pan slowly across the photograph and then stay there and zoom in or zoom out. And that effect is really, like, awesome.
Absolutely.
You know, because sometimes it's actually better than the film footage itself, because you can bring people in and out, you know what I mean?
Exactly,
And actually...
And get them to focus on a particular...
Sure, and David Putnam, the famous director...
Film director.
...did some seminars up at the UCC.
That's right, you were saying that the last time,
He actually said that the best documentaries he saw were just with still images using that effect, that had the most impression on him, you know?
So, really?
Something for you and I to think of, Will.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? For future. So, with all your photographic work, me do, you know, a slide show, we call it. You know what I mean? But
and speaking of photographic work, I must send those photographs on to you.
Oh, please do, of the night.
No, I do. I still have them of the night. What happened was my laptop crashed a couple of days after.
Don't worry about it, Will.
But they weren't lost.
It was a great night.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Now, moving on, tomorrow and Saturday, we have Movie Memories. What can you tell us about that?
I can tell you that there's the Flickering Ireland I made was for a short project, like I said, for the BA. But the department themselves have made a much more polished film. It's called Cork Movie Memories, and it went all over Cork County and the city, and they interviewed people about their memories, good, bad, or indifferent, of going to the flicks, mm-hmm. the flea pits.
Absolutely, yeah.
the spectacle of going to the cinema, and they had very interesting people participating, and lots of contributors, and lots of old archive images again. And they came to Yale for one part of it, and they asked me to give them a bit of a hand there, you know. So I rustled up a couple of people I knew that were able to talk about the old days, going to the pictures, and they interviewed them. And there's a good Yale section in it. It's going to be screened tomorrow in the Regal Cinema. It's called Cork Movie Memories. It's 40 minutes in length. And it's on at 1:30 sharp, and it's going to be a rainy day, I take it. So we're better than to go to the cinema, and it's free.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. And maybe if a cocktail thrown in.
I think there's a cocktail or two thrown in afterwards as well. But don't tell your listeners that, please.
No, indeed, no. We frown upon that sort of stuff. So that's going to be a fantastic day tomorrow as well. So anyone interested in the cinema, get along there tomorrow, 1:30.
Gwenda Young and Dan O'Connell, who were the filmmakers. Dan was the cameraman filmmaker, and Gwenda did all the research. I know them pretty well, and they're top drawer people. They know their stuff, you know. And Gwenda has a particular interest, I think, in early silent movies and early.
And are they researchers or are they filmmakers?
Dan is the filmmaker.
Right, he is.
And Gwenda would be the researcher.
Researcher and archivist.
So a great combination. Yeah. They just work brilliantly together.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm making a cameo appearance in this, I think.
Well, why wouldn't you? Good enough for Hitchcock.
Yeah, right. But it's... It was screened at the Fastnet Film Festival, and I believe it got rave reviews. And it was screened at the Charlie Chaplin, that's the Fastnet Film Festival on Skull. That was last May, I think, late May or early June. And it was screened during the summer at the Charlie Chaplin Film Festival in Kerry. And it was brought back home to be screened up at the UCC film department in the auditorium up there. And I was invited to all three of them, and I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
Yes. Now, one of the contributors from Yale is Patricia White, and she will be from the Horrigan family. So she's in it. And I met her last week, and she told me she saw it when it was screened at the UCC during the summer. And she thought it was very good.
You know? Brilliant.
She didn't like herself in it, she said, but you thought it was very good. But that's it.
Yeah, we'll all be there, yeah. Could be any one of us, sure. And then on the Saturday, of course, we've got, in the Mall Arts Centre, we're moving down there for Movie Memories Roadshow.
Now, from what I know about that, Will, is they're going to rescreen the Cork Movie Memories. And remember, again, it's 40 minutes in length. And that's a free event also in the Mall Arts Centre. And that's going to be screened on the Saturday, the following day, at 12 noon.
Right.
And at some stage, either directly after that, or there might be a bit of an interval, they're going to screen the Flickering
Ireland again, yeah.
And so please do, you know, to your listeners, please do come along to that.
And if people haven't seen Flickering Ireland, it is a sight to behold. It is a fantastic movie. And, you know, I take my hat off to you, Mike. You know, I mean, it's brilliant. And it was all part of your work at college, UCC. So.
Well, thank you very much for that, Will.
It's brilliant.
I take that. It was a bit, you see, you're constricted with, you know, the brief is, you know, certain length and time and, you know, quality and all that kind of stuff. But you're confined to a time and trying to do a lot of research and get it filmed and edited and all that kind of stuff. And the research is great. You know what I mean? The filming is great. You know, it can be a bit of fun, very tiring always.
I'm sure.
But the editing is the.
That's what takes all the time. And people wonder why it takes, you know, years to make an animation or a movie or something. It takes a long, long time editing.
Editing is the thing, and that bogs you down. And I was hitting a kind of a time deadlock, and they asked me how I was doing, and you have to down for, I think it was like 15 minutes, give it a little bit, you know what I mean? And I said, I think I have it down to 65 minutes, you know what I mean? So, but that was great, because at that stage then, you've no choice in the matter.
You have to be
brutal chunks out of
you
it.
You have to be brutal.
I hate that. Well, I'm a bit of a hoarder, you know what I mean? And I hate losing anything, but it's all there anyway, you know what I mean? It's not lost or anything like that. I need the footage in the cutting room floor or anything like that. So you have to be ruthless, like you said, and we took it out. So we brought it down to 18 minutes anyway, you know what I mean? But the editing can be a little bit more tidied up and all that kind of stuff. But I kind of thought it was a lot to do with kind of early home movies and archive stuff, and there was a lot of kind of jumps in those kind of movies going from one to another, you know what I mean? So I had kind of did that system as well, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know what I said?
That was and we're buying it. Now, one of the things in the Mallard Centre...
The food department, anyway. They said, how come it's all jumpy? And I said, that's part of the kind of system, you know, the jump cuts, you know what I mean? It's a technique, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They bought it anyway.
Exactly, yeah. Now, the memory booth.
Now, the memory booth is... I know they're after investing in some bit of money for this thing called a memory booth, and it's kind of like a pop-up cinema of sorts or something, and I think basically in layman's language it's a tent.
Yes, it's a bit like a photographic booth, I imagine, anyway, I don't
and
know.
It's going to be in the upstairs of the Mallard Centre, and after the screening of Cork Movie Memories, if people wish, they're not compelled or anything like that, but if they wish to plank their ass down and go in front of a camera and say, you know something?
This is my memory
dad,
of
my memories
of when I went to the cinema back in whenever.
Brilliant, you know what I mean. And people, I'd say, would I suppose some will be insulted if they don't take part, and others might not feel shy. And also, if you don't want to go in front of the camera, you can write down on a piece of paper. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's all research they're doing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
No, I'm not. That's the project they're doing. I'm just aware of it. But you can write down your own memories as well if you didn't want to go in front of the camera. But it'd be great, Will, and be great to hear what your favourite movie was, or your earliest movie. Will, tell your listeners there.
I don't know. I can remember going to the cinema in Belfast. It was the Clonard Cinema on the Falls Road. We used to go there. I used to bring along a jam jar, you get in free, and that was it.
Right.
You don't get in free. They take the glass and they would do whatever they did with it. And then there was the Broadway Cinema further up the Falls Road. Those were my early cinema memories. As for films, good God, I don't know. I have not a clue.
My
I can remember seeing The Lone Ranger.
All right.
And
right,
the Cowboys, right, you know, right, and stuff like that. I used to love them, yeah.
Right. And my one was, you see, back in the 60s, I'm very short-sighted. Okay, and I suppose I kind of, once I got glasses then at a later stage, and optics and all that kind of stuff, and magnifying glasses, you know what I mean? It's a
whole new world opened up.
It was, and a microscope we got a present of, a telescope, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. So optics and stuff like that. Maybe that was an influence later on in camera work, whatever. But so my memory, I think, was I used to call them for some reason the holy movies. We were going to the... to school in the primary school in Yall, and we'd be marched up, I think, 2x2 up to see the holy movie.
Yeah.
Bernadette
Subiru and all that.
Whether it was like the greatest story ever told.
Oh, yes.
Or, you know, there was a lot of biblical, you know, the Western genres were, you know, after the World War, you know, there was the war movies and genre, and then there was the Western movies, and the biblical stories came in big as well at a certain stage. And
the robe and all that sort of stuff.
But whether it was those films or not, I can't remember, because I couldn't see. I never got up there. So if it was like, you know, a vision of Our Lady and whatever, Fatima, or the greatest, or the Song of Bernadette, or whatever.
If you were that blind, it could have been you looking at an ad for washing machines or something.
I can see it was this bright light on the screen up there, you know what I mean? But we were, so we were marched from the school up to see there, you know what I mean? I can't remember the actual movie, and I had no glasses, you know what I mean?
Well, come back, and I still have this young man here in front of me as well, Mr. Mike Hussey. Well.
Cough, cough.
No, come on now. Now, we were talking off further about a few stories.
Well, when we were young men, when we go back to those days in the primary school, again, some of your listeners would remember, I have a memory of coming from the primary school, but I may have been from the Presentation Convent as well, before we moved over to primary school. But I do remember also you'd be lined up two by two, and when you were marched up, you know what I mean, to the cinema, wherever you were going. And
whether you liked it or not.
Whether you liked it or not. But I remember we'd be lined up with very strict discipline, of course, you know what I mean? You didn't have to act out of line, but some of the harder cases did.
Well, yeah, and there's always one. Young Johnny.
So young Johnny was in the 60s, and we were going, you know, like getting ready for the marching up or something like that, and to the beat of the steps going was, what was he singing? It was the Beatles. We all live in a pound of margarine, a pound of margarine. So, and it, you know, went up the red, up the line then, and all that kind of stuff. So if you can imagine that scene, and we all went up to see Song of, well, it wouldn't have been Song of Bernadette, I can't remember, some other holy movie.
The acts, come on. It's all part of growing up, and that there was a little Johnny in every class.
But the movies that were in the 70s were, of course, the Hammer Horror ones, I remember. Those ones,
Vincent
the Christopher
Price,
Lee.
Even
Vincent Price, of course. Yeah. Brilliant, you know what I mean? Peter Cushing. Yeah. And all those ones, Dracula and all that, and they were the scary ones, you know.
Oh, they were class, yeah.
And you would have been...
Well, they were then.
You would have been, you know, posters of them, they would have been scary enough, you know what I mean? But it was funny because if you were walking in from town, from the Strand, you'd come across the Methodist Church, and they always had posters up there, you know what I mean, about... You know, good message posters,
yes,
about,
Jesus saves,
you know, and zoom into your life or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you come across Dracula in the next shop, you know what I mean, coming at you. It's all part of the fun of it growing up, great, you know. So, those ones. And then.
I must admit, one of the first set of photographs I ever took in Yale, right, it was 2003. And I was walking past the old cinema, right, that was there, where the Regal is now. And it was Corpus Christi procession,
oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a statue out the front on the steps. And behind it, there was The Day After Tomorrow, a disaster movie.
Oh, right.
There was some other horror movie showing as well. Right. And it was just, the contrariness of it all, you know, all these horror movies and sort of thing, and then the statue, holy relic out the front, you know, for Corpus Christi.
I mean, of course, all businesses and residents along the street would have decorated their houses for the procession Sunday, for the Corpus Christi.
When we moved into our house, we found two old statues up in the loft.
As a matter of fact, Gwenda was sending me a couple of emails just to get a couple of captions right for some of the photographs, and there's a lot of photographs they have with the permission of the Roach family, Jean Roach and the Roach family. Thank you very much for that. But there's a great photograph of the Children of Mary passing Horgan's Picture Theatre, and I had to stress as well that it was the Children of Mary. Sometimes people get mixed up with the Legion of Mary.
Yeah.
And they're passing but the blinds would have been pulled down, of course, in the window as well. Do you know what I mean? In those days, maybe late 40s or early 50s.
Yeah.
You know, so thousands would have been to the procession Sunday. As a matter of fact, you know, like the Horrigans, we are so famous, you know, for early Irish film, but there is other film out there as well, by a shop in town there. It was an old chemist shop called Torrance.
Right.
And now your older listeners, some of your older listeners would remember them, but they have some absolutely like amazing footage of the Corpus Christi procession. Mm. I mean, thousands coming from Green Park going back into
Benediction. Fantastic, yeah. You know, and it's important that all these things come to light, because it shows a fantastic richness of photography and wealth, you know, in that area.
To be quite honest with you, Will, you know, when you kind of hit your teenage years, you know what I mean, you don't give that much really a damn about, you know what I mean, you do your own thing, you're a bit, you know, anarchistic with a small a in my case, I suppose. Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
You know, you mightn't go to mass as much as you were going, maybe, and all that kind of stuff. But then later on, with a renewed interest in footage like that,
in history, and
started taking photographs of myself of the procession and the the St. Patrick's Day Parade, or events like that that are so important, whereas there was less and less. The procession Sunday was the big, big day for bringing the camera out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I got loads of people. I hadn't that much interest in the 70s, really, or that much in the 80s. But I did think, you know what I mean? Hey, hold on a second.
Yeah.
These guys took it then. Then they seemed to kind of stop doing it.
And this needs to be recorded
and
for now.
And now I said to myself, well, I'll start doing it. You know what I mean? Which I have been doing now for relatively past couple of years, we just say 20, 25 years, you know what I mean? But at least I caught the canopy with the monstrance going through, with the Garda Síochána holding the canopy, and then the Irish Army outside.
I think I have that as well.
You know,
and
that's not too long ago, but you're not going to get it again. You know, Church
no,
of State,
don't
separation.
Do it now. Yeah,
you know
they don't do it now. Yeah.
So even at that, things like that, it's changing the whole time. Yeah. Well, it's changing the whole
absolutely,
time.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're very lucky as well, because we have a lot of photographers, both professional and amateur, doing a lot of stuff and recording y'all.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think y'all is at the forefront for a lot of that as well. Mm. It's the amount of stuff that is there, you know what I mean? If I start mentioning, but just the Horrigans, you know, the Bobby Bickerdikes, the Tommy Bullmans, the Bob Rocks.
Bob Rocks,
you know what I mean? And all the Bobby Chappells and all that kind of stuff. All these people have captured it then. So it's I have a bit of that in me now as well. So that's where I'm coming at.
Well, I'm glad I'm so lucky then, Michael. That's fantastic. Can we bring it back now to movie memories? So it's happening tomorrow and Saturday.
Tomorrow, 1:30 in the Regal Cinema. It's free. And the following day in the Mall Arts Centre at 12 noon.
That's
a free event as well.
Yep.
And they're going to have the pop-up cinema there if you want to talk about your earliest memories of going to the movies. And they're going to screen the Flickering Ireland as well.
Fantastic! It's going to be a tremendous event altogether.
Yeah, I'm delighted, you know, because I think the Cork Film Festival starts tomorrow as well, and you know, you never know. I mean, it's just that what's happening tomorrow. The town seems to have a bit of a buzz about it lately. You know what I mean? The Iron Man coming up.
Yep.
The town itself.
Barry's Lane finished.
Oh, God. You got that one in? Well done, you.
The Grey Mile.
It's worth it, though, yeah? It looks good. I like the flagstone, because it was grey before, I think, the red brick or something. But I heard a lot of people saying they prefer the red brick and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes the grey kind of...
Change takes time to be accepted.
Pardon?
Change takes time to be
accepted. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But to you know, with the there's a general move on, and I hope this will, in some small way, you know what I mean, add to that, you know, bring the town.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And just finally, Will, I do know that Gwenda and Dan were interviewed on your station there only a week ago, and
Linda and Ursula, I think, yeah,
with Ursula and Linda, and on their great show, and. I was listening to the station, and afterwards I got a text from more of a film buff than I am, but he said, wow, he says, when he heard you know, I didn't do know their stuff, you know, and they said that y'all was the cradle of Irish film, you know, and you don't get
what Morgan said.
Higher praise than, exactly what Morgan said.
Absolutely, we'll leave it at that.